Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott Barlow on 610 Sports Radio. Fellas, I appreciate you making your way in here. You both look very good. Both look like you're both ready for a baseball season. So you've impressed me with your physiques. Way to go. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Thanks for having us.
What's it been like out there? It's starting to wind down a little bit. What's the crowd reaction been out here at Royals Rally?
It's been exciting. I mean, a really good turnout, a ton of people. But, yeah, everybody's been excited for spring to start. Seems like a lot of people are going to meet us down there and see some spring training games. But, yeah, everybody's super pumped for opening day.
And, Brad, on the radio again, as you and Vinny and the rest of your teammates just continue to make my job look very easy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. It was I enjoyed listening to you on MLB Network, although the one issue I had with it was, and I brought this up to Brady, I mean, the whole thing with Merrifield, he is going to bunt on Brady
without
in his first at-bat, and he is going to try and rip a bag against you right out of the gate.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, he's been saying it this whole offseason. He's been texting us, like, out of the blue, too. He'll just drop a text, be like, hey, this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's just – so, it's been a little fun banter, and, I'm excited to face him.
He says you guys went to the Georgia TCU game. Is that right?
We did. Yeah.
Did you go to Michigan as well? Did you go to the Michigan Georgia or Michigan TCU game?
No. So I didn't go to that one.
Good for you.
Yeah. It was
puke.
Yeah. That was a tough one. I was genuinely upset after that game, and you know the Michigan or the Ohio State Georgia game was right after, and that game didn't start out to get out to a good start. So I was like, I'm about to go out to the national championship, and neither one of my teams are going to be there. No, but it was a blast. We got to go out there, and then, I get to watch that game, and that was as a Georgia fan, that was amazing.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Scott, what's your offseason consisted of?
I mean, laying low for the most part. Took a trip up to Canada right after Christmas. Went to Calgary, saw a hockey game, and then went to Banff and kind of just explored around there, and but mostly just taking it easy.
Scott, I want to get to baseball. I'm interested in your motivation. Like, what drives your off season? What are your personal goals? Because I mean, you've been checking a lot of boxes over the past few years. You've been knocking them dead. So how do you do it again?
So that's where, like, even the Canada trip, my wife kind of surprised me with that, and she kind of motivates me in that way where, I would say right around All-Star break, she's like, hey, you got a trip, but, you know, I'll give you hints if you know you do well or whatever. So I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. Like, so every time, you know, a good outing or whatever, she would hit me with a little like hint of what was going on, 'cause I had no idea what we were doing. So usually that's a pretty good motivator right there.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of personal goals as you, the team goals, everybody understands what you guys want out of the season and what fans and media want out of the season. But as when you've already done it at such a high level at a consistent basis, how do you not get complacent? What more do you want out of 2023?
Well, even like with last year, you know, you could have like a good outing, but like I would be kind of nitpicky about it a little bit. Like even with like first pitch strikes, I'd be like, yeah, maybe it was a good inning or whatever, but I didn't get first pitch strikes like at any of the hitters. Like I fell behind and you know worked back in the count, or whatever, made my job a little bit harder and had to throw maybe a few more pitches than I needed to. So I feel like it's one of those things that every time I pitch, like I'm never really completely happy with it for some reason.
That's baseball, right?
It's all. I mean, every single time. And so that's always a motivator. And in the offseason, work with Josh DeMont and throwing with him and just working on stuff. And, you know, having that consistent throwing partner, you know, even during season, he watches me throw all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, trying to translate or, you know, basically replicate that in the offseason, get back into it after, you know, you take some time off throwing. And, you know, he kind of knows where, you know, kind of where I'm at, you know, in season, and then trying to replicate that and try to get as close to that before spring training usually helps a lot. Having that, you know, consistent eyes on you where it's like, okay, you know who I am, and, you know, trying to keep me on pace with that.
Sure. Brad, observing Scott over these years, what's the key to his consistency? Because everybody in the game searches for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just he's a special talent out there. It's a lot of fun to watch. I mean, spins it with the best of them. You know, slider and curveball. Any count, any time, put away, doesn't matter. I mean, it's impressive. And then, you know, just the durability of him every single time being available. And, I mean, gets hot a lot down there and comes in the game a lot. And just to be able to be that consistent is really impressive. And it's a lot of fun to watch for sure.
You mentioned curveball. I heard you've been messing with one. You've got one. How you feeling about the hook?
Yeah, so I've been messing around with one this off season, nice. Trying to figure that one out. It's been fun. I like it. It's a good challenge. I kind of threw one back in 2020 a little bit, and it was cool to, like, you know, just a different look to a hitter. You know, I think sometimes I get into a repeatable pattern at times. So, you know. Especially not really having a changeup or having one, not really throwing it a whole hour at it being effective. So I think it's gonna be kind of a good little offset of what I'd normally throw. And I like the challenge.
When you sat this offseason and looked back on your 2022, what did you make of it? And what do you hope to improve on in 2023?
I really feel like this 2022 is a story of two halves, honestly. I feel like I did a really good job the first half. And then just kind of after the All-Star break, just kind of didn't really – I wasn't consistent at all. And I think that's one thing that I really want to work on is just being consistent every time out there, feeling good every time I go out there and throwing. And you know, the season ebbs and flows no matter what happened. But just try to, like, you know, not let the highs be too high and the lows be too low. Just kind of ride that middle ground and just get the team a chance to win any time I go out there.
Yeah, is there anything to be said as far as, I don't know, like a consistent message that's given to you? Because it, I don't know, maybe I'm too close to it, but there were times where I felt like you were being disrespected. I don't know, like whether it's from fans, media, coaches, whatever it might be. I was talking about this with Daniel earlier. Was the support, the encouragement there when you needed it last season?
I think through my teammates it was. You know, my teammates had my back no matter what happened out there, and I think that was awesome. You know, baseball is what it is. You know, you're going to go through your grinds all the time. Yeah. And, you know, it's just how you respond, and I think that's what – I think speak for anyone in the clubhouse. Like, everyone's kind of gone through that, and it's just – it's all about how you respond. And so having my teammates there was very, you know, good for me, and my family was there also. So, like – just relied on those two, and it got me through it.
Yeah, and I think you two are the perfect two to talk about this with because, you know, during your time in Kansas City, the wins haven't been aplenty, but if I came to the ballpark and either one of you were on the bump, I knew I was getting your best, and you were going to leave it all out there for your teammates. Scott, talking about Brad, what he's done for this organization in, what, 19, 20, 21, 20, every fifth day, give me the ball, no excuses. I think that's unheralded, locally and nationally.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like every time Brad went out, like, he was going six, which, right. I mean, for a bullpen is, like, you're the savior. Like,
and for a team that needed it a lot of times.
Exactly,
yes.
And just an absolute workhorse. I mean, and his stuff, like sinker, was like every time I watch in the bullpen or something, it's like you're playing catch. Like, playing catch with him is a nightmare.
Believe it.
And, like, it's not necessarily like it's going to be in your chest, but it's going to go through your hand and your glove's going to hit your chest. Like, actually, yeah. like it's yeah. It's incredible. And now that you have the curveball, like, I can't wait to see it. Because, I mean, I think your slider is very, very good. And, like, every time it was on, like, hard and late break and having that, like, I think that curveball, having that offset of everything being hard and kind of slowing him up, like, it's going to play off with that, like, so, so good.
Right.
So I'm excited to see the hook.
How would you guys describe your it wasn't a surprise at the end of the season that there was going to be some changes. There were. And now Q is the skipper. You got Sween Dog as your I have not gotten the green light on, that I'm allowed to call him. Brian Sweeney's good, yeah, right? Sounds Brian good. Sweeney's your pitching coaches. Did either of those hirings, firings, come as a surprise? And how much do you think these can help in 2023?
I think, I mean, even talking with Brian, like, as soon as he got hired, me and Josh were in KC at the time. And, you know, pretty much the day after that, he was, you know, in KC. And we had dinner with him and speaking with him. And he was basically like, hey, like, I'm here. Like, you guys just talk. Just tell me what, like, you guys think, what you guys feel. And that was, like, pretty refreshing. And, like, we were basically, like, you know, talked with him, like, you know, how do we pitch and, you know, what we kind of like before we get ready for a game, like how we go about our business and even going into spring, like, what do you guys see in a spring training schedule that works? And, you know, just being super open-minded with that. And, you know, Q being coming out even during our bullpens when he got a house out here and, you know, just wanted to hang out for spring, before spring, and just kind of wanted to get to know us and everything. So, you know, super excited to work with them. And, you know, every time we had video of our bullpens, you know, send it off to Sweeney. And, you know, he's super pumped about, you know, watching us live and everything. So, you know, just super, super excited.
Scott Barlow, Brad Keller joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. JJ's mentioned that maybe last year got a little too game plan focused. You know, that maybe we should highlight what you do well and you just go attack. Concur with what the general manager had to say, Brad?
Yeah, I think sometimes we might have got away from our strengths a little bit and try to go more towards hitters' weaknesses. And, you know, I think there's a, you know, a place for that. You obviously want to know scouting reports. You want to know, you know, things you can and can't throw. But, you know, hitting's hard, you know, the whole cliche. And it's like, we know what pitch we want. We know the pitch that we execute well. And there shouldn't be any reason we shy away from that. And I think at times it got to be kind of that way. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like talking with Sweeney and stuff, it seems like that was kind of his first thought as well. He's like, let's do what you do well and execute that, and then we'll, you know, go from there. So
do you guys as pitchers get as excited as me and the – I am a nerd, but I don't want to put myself into thinking that coaching changes everything. You guys are the talent. You guys are the ones that are going to be making or breaking these games out there. But there are a lot of my fellow nerds that get really excited that, oh, Tampa, Cleveland, man, the things that they've done. Does that light a spark, Scott, for you guys knowing the success those organizations have had, trying to mirror some of it here in KC?
Oh, 100%. And even I think yesterday Mr. Sherman was talking and he brought up a good point of, you know, saying, you know, we got guys from, you know, coaching staff from Tampa and Cleveland, and we're not trying to be Tampa or Cleveland. We're trying to be the Kansas City Royals. And I was like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Cause you can try to replicate and duplicate what other teams are doing, but you're never going to do that. But you know, having the resources, okay, this is, you know, what they did and, you know, maybe take a little bit of that, but in turn, you have to, you know, look at the players that we have, and use that as, you know, the kind of launch pad of saying like, okay, this is what we have, what makes us good, and using the resources that they had there and kind of, you know, applying that to make the Kansas City Royals. And hopefully, you know, people will say, okay, you got Tampa, Cleveland, what they did, and now you have Kansas City. Okay, they have a culture, they have, you know, a game plan of what they make, what makes them good. So I thought that was something that kind of stood out to me.
Yeah, I was talking with Daniel Lynch earlier about, because oftentimes in the post-game show, it's, you know, this coach or that coach, he's an idiot. If he gets out of here, then this person will take off. And okay, I can understand it to a certain extent, but there's a part of me that just believes, man, if you're telling me to do something, I think you're wrong. This is my career. I'm going to take control. I'm going to do what I want. So my question, Brad, would be, how much of an impact can big league coaching make? Because you got here without them. Mm-hmm. You got other coaches along the way. But how much should just a new manager and a new pitching coach excite a fan base when, I mean, I know who you are. I know who you are. Yeah. How much are they going to change who you are?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, you know, you always hear that cliche, like, what makes a good coach is just relating to people. I think, you know, maybe one coach says the same thing in a different way or something, just kind of like clicks better with someone. I just think hearing a new voice, hearing a new way of thinking, a different way of managing, scouting, just kind of just new everything, kind of yeah. refreshing feeling. I think that's kind of a restart to a lot of guys, like kind of clears their head, be like, oh, like this clicks better with me. I understand this a little bit better. I you know, some people will click with, some people won't. Obviously, the analytical side has kind of became taking a big step forward, especially in pitching.
Right.
You know, I think that's kind of where we're at, where it's like, that's like Sky said, we're not trying to be anybody different, but we are trying to incorporate that into who, you know, into our game and into who we are to make us better and like work on those things with using the technology that has now,
right.
you know, become so prevalent in our game.
Yeah. Greinke talking yesterday about just the interpersonal skills of Matt Cotrero. Mm-hmm. We could see he said he's got a pretty good chance of being a pretty good manager. Future Hall of Famer saying you got a pretty good chance. I'll take it. Speaking of which, a guy that's got a Hall of Fame kind of resume joining you in the bullpen in Aroldis Chapman. How did you receive that news?
I thought it was a cool opportunity. I mean, getting to, you know, anytime you get, you know, an experienced, you know, late inning bullpen guy, you know, brings value. Having Wade Davis, Greg Holland, Trevor Rosenthal, you know, being able to watch how they go about their business is always, you know, I think a positive, you know. Any guy with, you know, that amount of experience is, you know, valued. And, you know, I'm excited to see how he goes about his business, how he goes about his work, being able to pick his brain, ask him questions is going to be super exciting.
In the rotation, a couple of new additions as well, and Jordan Lyles, Ryan Yarbrough joining you guys as well. You're working with Yarbrough. You guys down there in Florida, you still with Singer and Kowar? Are you guys having the same off-season workout?
Yeah. Yarbrough's now joined us as well, so it's been a good
little group. Allowed until he signed, and now he's allowed to come pitch with you guys.
This is our little workout group.
Right,
no, I'm
right.
Just kidding. Yeah. No, he's always been around, but now he's been incorporated a lot more with us, and yeah, it's been fun. It's been a good time.
How is this off-season, that group working together, different than, you know, the COVID of a few seasons ago? Like, are you guys able to be more honest with each other? Are you pushing each other any more? Is it same old as far as the way you guys are putting in that work?
Yeah, I mean, I think we push each other no matter what. I think it's a really good group. We're really close. It's not a massive. We don't have 30 guys in there.
Right.
It's just, you know, 10 of us.
Who stands in? You guys have a batter stand in?
Yeah, so Kyle Tucker stood in on my last one. That was cool. Getting like a you know all-star to stand in.
That's not too shabby.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking it was just going to be some high school.
No,
we got
like Oscar Mercado, Christian Arroyo, like some other guys. Like we're facing guys that we, you know, see in season. So it's really cool. Like we have a really good setup, especially, you know, last year during the lockout. I mean, we were basically running our own spring training down there. Like we were throwing lives like with, you know, all the Yankees guys because their spring training is right there. All the Phillies guys, their spring training is there. So it's like we have, and after that, honestly, a lot of guys moved down there because, you know, it was able to be outside while, you know, in January with cleats on, you know, actually throwing off a mound. So a lot of guys saw value in that, moved down. And so it's been fun. We've had a really good group. And like I said, we'd be able to, you know, be outside and actually get that kind of live feeling and kind of run, you know, see hitters in the boxes before we get to spring training and just kind of get your mind wrapped around like pitching again and getting your bearings back to, you know, where you want everything. So yeah, it's been fun.
Brad Keller, Scott Barlow, guys, really appreciate you swinging by. I'll see you next week in Arizona, and I appreciate the time today.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah,
there
thank
you go.
You.
Scott Barlow, Brad Keller, broadcasting live from Kauffman Stadium and Royals Rally 2023.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.